Hello, welcome to No Better Time. I'm Phil Salter, and I'm so excited about today's episode with Howard Deckers. He is someone I got connected with. He's out of Florida, and he's teaching financial literacy to people. But what's really cool about Howard is he's currently living out of an RV and traveling the nation for I don't know how long. His plans are for some time to go through and just meet people and spread the word about financial literacy and learning how to work with the means we have, as far as you can use the income you have currently to build wealth. And it doesn't have to be this thing that you have to wait until you're retired, or you have to, you don't have to live that paycheck to paycheck life. His father, someone who never made more than $35,000 a year, but always saved 10% of his income and ended up retiring at 55 and is now in his 90s, has been retired for like 40 years. He worked 35 years and has been retired longer than his working life. And when he told me that, it kind of blew my mind to imagine. I'm 38. This guy's been living the retired life off of his savings for longer than I've existed on this planet. And he did it by not making large amounts of money. Obviously, $35,000 was a lot more than, 40 years ago than it is today. But still, he saved 10%, and that was the key. And that's what Howard learned from it. He didn't start doing this thing where he started saving 10% until his late 30s, around my age. Sorry, you can hear my children in the background. My wife's calling me. This is insanity. I'm trying to just get this thing out this morning. But anyways, it's so awesome. He actually, if you go to howarddeckers.com, you can learn more about his mission and things he's teaching, the things he's going around talking to people about in his RV, playing pickleball along the way, which is an awesome sport. You should try it if you haven't. And he is, he has a course you can buy from his site, and it's only like, I don't know if it's the price will fluctuate over time, but it's like $95, but it's several hours of content. And there's a 30-minute free, you sign up, and you can get a free 30-minute introduction, but he kind of helps you set up the whole plan. This is how much you make, where are places you can cut out expenses so that you can wrap that into. My daughter's, now my baby's playing with a spoon and a bowl. You can find ways to not have to make more money necessarily, but find ways to be more efficient with your funds and to build wealth. Anyways, it's a really awesome interview. I'm going to wrap this up because it's getting chaotic all around me. I hope you enjoy it. Once again, you can learn more about him at howarddeckers.com. And he is the founder of Howard Deckers Financial. What? Oh my gosh. I'm really distracted by my children right now. It's the Howard Deckers School of Success, but you go to howarddeckers.com to find the Howard Deckers School of Success and to learn more and start that path. I'm not huge on always just promoting, having someone come on just to promote something, but what he's doing is a mission of education. And these are actual tools, actual actionable steps that you can take. And he's teaching us how we can set up an actual plan, put it in place, and start saving towards our future and building wealth now. So anyways, hope you enjoy the interview with Howard Deckers. And I got to get to my kids. Welcome to No Better Time, a financial journey with me, Phil Salter, as I learn about finances and investing. Join me and we can grow together towards a bright financial future. Because there's no better time than the present to get moving on your financial goals. All right, welcome to No Better Time. I'm Phil Salter, and today I'm really excited to be here with Howard Deckers, the founder of Howard Deckers School of Success. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to have you. What's really interesting, if you're not watching the video version of this, and you likely aren't, Howard, you're in an RV right now, and I believe in Florida still, or have you moved somewhere?
No, I'm actually in South Carolina. I'm on a 3-month solo trip, just going to cities I've never been to, staying for a week, and I'm having an absolute ball and helping
playing
anybody
some,
that I can.
Pickleball, right?
Oh, I'm playing all. You know, the pickleball is a great sport. Every city I go to, almost every morning, I find a pickleball court. There's usually 20 to 50 people playing, and you just put your paddle in the system, and so you can play for 2 or 3 hours. So it's a great way to get exercise and meet people. It's wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great sport. I have only played it briefly with some brother-in-laws of mine during a reunion this past summer. But man, it was so much fun. But then on Saturday, because we spoke at one point to schedule this, and you were like, hey, I'm in line to play some pickleball. We kind of made a plan for when we do this. And right. I was a little jealous. And then last Saturday, I went to a birthday party in a park for a friend of my son's. And a bunch of people playing pickleball. And I was like, hey, thought of you. I was like, hey, people were in line waiting to rotate in. It was awesome. But Howard, we're going to get more into why you're in this RV. And you kind of briefly went over it, what you're doing is going out and spreading the good word about gaining financial freedom and helping people to learn more about that and kind of bringing awareness to your cause and to what you're doing. But some questions I'd like to start with is, first of all, something I always ask people is kind of what your relationship was to money as a child and how that has evolved up until today. And there may be some different periods of time that had different evolutions that occurred. But I just find this a really curious thing because I look back on how I've changed my outlook on money, how I view it, how I think about it, how I use it, things like that.
Yeah, well, you know, I think my first outlook on money was I grew up in Harrison Township, Michigan. And my dad was a tool and die worker, and he moved our family to a suburb that was right on the water. And two streets down was where the wealthy people lived. And these were people that had humongous houses on the lake. And all my friends lived there. So I spent a very big portion of my life at these people's homes. And I wanted to be like that. I could see right away I needed to figure out how I could do that. And one thing that I noticed, now I've changed a little bit since then, my attitude, I noticed that almost every one of these people who owned the big homes owned their own business. And so right there, 10, 11, 12, I knew that I was going to own my own business someday. My friends had all the shiny toys. They had boats, snowmobiles, ice, everything. And when I went to my dad was a tool and die worker. He couldn't afford it. And I can remember him saying, son, what you need to do is you need to earn money. And the way you do that is you've got to get a job. You got to work. So as early as 13, that's when I had paper routes. I had three paper routes, I remember, Macomb Daily, Detroit Free Press, and the Free Press. I used to, when it rained, because I wanted to buy the things that my friends had. My dad wouldn't buy them, so I had to buy them. And I can remember whenever it would rain, I would love it. And I would go outside at night. And all the night crawlers would come to the top and flood the streets. So I would just be picking up night crawlers. And then at 5 in the morning, the next morning, I'd put them all in little styrofoam cups. I'd go to the end of my street. And when all the fishermen were going fishing, I'd be selling these night crawlers. So I knew early on that I wanted to make money. And I guess I learned early on, I have to make things happen, you know, paper routes. I remember when I had a paper route, I bought a mini bike, and then I had the papers on back of and it made it a lot easier. So from a very early age, I was motivated to figure out that American dream thing. And I was able to do it.
So getting that mini bike kind of increased your efficiency, your speed, so you could do more, right? So it, I'm sure in some ways it kind of paid for itself, right?
Yeah. Well, one more real quick thing is my mother had a Volkswagen, you know, one of those Beetle bugs. And this was quite a few years ago. I would sneak it out and I would deliver my papers in that. One day I hit a fence and I dented the fender and I was delivering papers. And I got it back in the garage and my mom took it to work the next day. She worked at AT&T as a switchboard operator. She came home and said, "Howard," and that's my dad's name too, "somebody hit my car." And I never told him until obviously I got older. That was me trying to make money.
When you told her as an adult, was she pretty mad or did she think it was funny at that point?
It was funny. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, if it was something that came up all the time, like every few months, man, can't believe someone would hit my car. Never tell, you know, you'd be like, right. Every time you'd be like, uh-oh. That's really great. In fact, you kind of went over the questions I like to ask. And you had some idea I was going to ask these questions, but yeah, the things I ask is what was your relationship with and how has it evolved? Kind of what was your first way of making money? We talked about that. And as far as what's your first entrepreneurial thing you did, it was those night crawlers, you know,
right, it was doing the night paper crawler.
Is someone else, yeah, it's someone else's system. You're finding a way to make money and you say, well, if I take control, I can say how much I charge. I can figure out all those things. How would you say, that was you as a child, and now as you grew into, you know, teenage years, adulthood, how did things kind of evolve for you to where you are now, where you're going and teaching people these financial principles?
Well, my dad, as I said, was a tool and die worker, and he never earned more than $35,000 a year. But my dad always used to tell me, earn money, but save 10% of everything you earn. And because he did it. Today, my dad is 96. He retired at 55. So he worked from 20 years old to 55. He worked for 35 years and then retired. And he got, the reason why I'm in the RV, and my mom traveled the country in an RV. And I used to fly out and see him, and it was amazing. But the point of that is, my dad kept harping on me. You need to set up your plan. You need to do this. You need to do what I'm doing. Today, he has over $3 million in the stock market. And he never earned more than $35,000 a year. And he's been retired for 40 years. So I thought back then, the only way to be able to succeed financially was I had to own my own business. And so I started quite a few businesses over my life. And my most successful business was a medical imaging center, which I was able to sell 3 years ago. And I can remember I was doing great. I was making a lot of money. But my wife kept saying to me, "We've got to start saving more money." I hadn't listened to my dad at this point. I didn't listen to my dad until my late 30s. And then what I did is I started saving and investing 10% of everything that I earned. And all of a sudden, the light bulb went off and it was like, holy smokes. You don't really need to own your own business to become financially free. It helps. It can jumpstart it. But most people, 78% of the people in America are living paycheck to paycheck. They're spending everything they earn, and there's never enough money for them to save for the future. So I sold my company 3 years ago, and all of a sudden, I was totally free. And it was like, wow. And I was bored out of my tree because I no longer had that goal of being successful. So I put a PowerPoint presentation together. I had a 17 and an 18-year-old daughter and son. I wanted to put a PowerPoint presentation together to teach them how to become financially free with a normal job. You know, they didn't have to be an engineer. They didn't have to be a doctor. They didn't have to be an attorney. My dad did it as a tool and die worker working in a factory. And I put this PowerPoint together. And by the way, I was kind of bored still. I had no dream that I was pursuing. And so I put the presentation together. It was an hour-long presentation. And before I showed it to my kids, I says, I want you to invite your friends over, and I'm going to teach them how to become a millionaire. How many kids have the opportunity to talk to a multimillionaire that's going to teach them how to be a millionaire? So we had about 10 kids show up, and in my living room, I went through the presentation, and it blew me away how they didn't know anything that I was teaching. They hadn't learned this stuff in high school, and I really believe we should learn this. We should learn how to thrive in a capitalistic society at the beginning in high school. So anyways, all of a sudden, I realized, wow, people need to learn this stuff. So then I went to all my sister's kids and I taught them over Zoom. And then I went to ex-employees. My last company, I had 155 employees. I started teaching them. And all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, I've got the passion. This is what I want to do. I want to teach.
Right?
Yeah. I want to teach people that can't figure it out how to figure it out. And that's what I'm doing. And it's like, it's great. I'm at Waffle House in St. Augustine, Florida last week. I'm trying to go to different kind of restaurants than I would normally go to. I go to this Waffle House and there's this kid two seats down from me. And we start talking and I asked him, you know, hey, what do you do here? And he's an apprentice plumber. He just got married. Or no, he's been married. He has two kids and just bought a house. And he's totally confused about what to do with his finances. So then I tell him what I do. We walk out to the parking lot. And he's like, oh, my God, I need this stuff. And I gave him my card. And I showed him how he could take my course online. And I will be for him. All he has to do is do a calendar Zoom. And I'm here to support him any way that I can. So that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm just, right now I'm traveling the country. I'm just having a ball, playing pickleball, meeting people. And
teaching.
And yeah, just doing what I want to do. So it's just, it's incredible.
To me, that is the dream. You got to this point where you had made enough that you could do the thing you really want to do. Obviously, it was a process for you of finding what is that passion now that I'm not in the, you know, in the grind of working and running a business or before you sold it. It's really amazing. In fact, it's so interesting because I have first of all, this idea that you're bringing up, which is really appealing. And I think to a lot of people who would listen that it's okay. Like, yeah, if you make a business, if you do something big, yeah, that's a way to maybe jumpstart and really make a lot of money, but you can spend a lot of money too. It's not, you can make a lot of money and spend a lot of money. The question is, how do you take what you have and make it more and build from it? And most people don't own a business. They work for another business. And you're saying, if you have resources, if you have an income, you can find a way to build wealth with that. And so where does that start?
You can find a way. Well, it starts taking my course. And let me tell you why. People have no idea where to start, okay? Mm-hmm. I not only show them how to find, I don't care how much they're making. I'll not only show them how to find $200 to $500 a month to automatically put in an investment program, but I will start them when they get out of my class. Their financial freedom plan will be set up and running on autopilot. They set it up once, and then it just builds. So let me give you a perfect example. And people don't understand. They're living paycheck to paycheck. And by the way, in my early 30s, when my income was going up, I was making a couple hundred thousand a year, and it kept going up. I was spending all of it before I listened to my dad. because I didn't know the concepts that I'm teaching now. Let me give you a perfect example. And I use this in one of my modules. Most college kids love to go to Starbucks every morning. They love to spend that $5 on their fancy drink, and they don't think anything about spending $5. But if they're doing that 4 or 5 times a week, that's $100 a month they're spending. So what I want to do now is show them. I don't want to take away your luxury. Go to Starbucks twice a week. Now you're going to spend $50 a month instead of $100. You're still getting that Starbucks fix. And then I want you to take that other $50 and we're going to set it up to automatically come out of your checkbook and go into a brokerage account that I'm going to help you set up. And it'll happen every month. I just found you 50 bucks. Now, let me show you one other thing. And this one, the car is the biggest reason why people are living paycheck to paycheck. You don't know how many people I know that have $600, $700, $800 a month car payments because they're sold on, I can afford $650 a month. Okay, but so here's the kicker. This is what I'll show them. What I want you to do is sell that car. I want you to get another car and pay, instead of paying $650 a month, pay $325 a month. You'll still have a beautiful car. Now, I've just found you $325 a month. We're going to set that automatically to go into your brokerage account, and then it's going to be automatically invested in great funds. In 30 years, you'll have $700,000 just from the auto. In 30 years, just from the Starbucks, you'll have $105,000. I just found you $805,000 just showing you two things. I've got a bunch of those that I go through in one of my modules. So what we need to learn is we got this paycheck coming in, but if we think smart, we can still live the same lifestyle. I promise you, people go through I used to teach it live, by the way. And so I would have all my students on my screen, and now it's 100% online. They can take it as fast as they want or as long as they want. So I lost my train of thought. Ask me.
Saying that you found, well, you found with the Starbucks and with the car and, it seems to me, you got it?
Yeah. So many people don't think that they can live on 90% of what they earn. Mm. 3 months' time, they won't even notice it's gone. It's automatic because they've changed their lifestyle just a little bit. And it's enough where if they start young enough, they'll have $1 million, $2 million, $3 million down the line. And that's how it works. And it worked for me.
It's interesting. Oh, go ahead. Please finish.
I didn't start to my late 30s, and I've got almost $3 million in my, just from that 10%. Well, it wasn't always 10%. I was to the point where I could put in 20% sometime. So I put in a minimum of 10, but then I would jumpstart it. When I had some extra money coming in, I'd throw it in over there. So, but yeah, the point is you need 20, 30 years for this plan to work. And that's why I'm trying to teach people in their 20s and 30s. But most of my students are 40s and 50s.
Well, I hear you, but it's still like there's still time to make a difference and do something, right? Certainly if someone's in their 40s, 50s, they shouldn't say, well, missed that boat, right? There's still things to do. And I'm imagining, I'm actually 38. And I'm at a phase now where that's why I started this podcast. I said, okay, like, you know, I have a decent job and I put money in a 401k with a company match, but I don't really know, you know, that's kind of, I do that, but I don't really know how much do I really need to retire and how much would to have the, what kind of life do I want my retirement to look like? How much would that take? And
you just bring that up. I show people exactly how much they need to live this lifestyle. If you want to live this lifestyle, if you want to spend 10 grand a month when you're retired, this is how much we need. if you want to spend $6,000 a month, this is how much we need. So then you know exactly what you need to do to hit wherever you want to be when you're at whatever age you want to retire. Like you're 38. Let's say mm-hmm. you wanted to retire at 68. You know, I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. That means we have 30 years. So how much do we have to put in this automatic investment program a month to achieve this goal? Now, you're doing the most important thing, 401ks. 401ks, if a person works for a company, and you know, I had a 401k at my company. Nobody took advantage of it. It was like crazy. And
yeah, it is crazy.
So my advice to people is if you have a 401k, put in up to the match. You know, if they're gonna match you, if you could put in $5,000 and they'll put in $5,000, then that's a top, do it. And then anything excess, you got to put into your Roth IRA, which that's part of the automatic investment program.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And that's the thing I kind of learned. You start with a 401k if you have a match, then you go to like a Roth IRA if you have an HSA option, you want to max that out if you can. And then you go back to these different order in which you do things and then max them all out. Right. And then once you've maxed out all these tax benefit kind of things, mm-hmm. you can find other ways to maybe invest if you have more. And you kind of build it over time. And you, like you said, you make it automatic. And then when you have more money and you start, maybe your salary grows as they tend to do over time, hopefully. The amount, that percentage is a higher amount, and you might find that you're going to start even increasing that percentage. I mean, that's the whole point, right? You get in this habit, right. You start to see the results. It doesn't feel painful after a certain amount of time, right? It becomes it just becomes what you have. It just becomes your life.
Well, yeah. And let me tell you, I used to say to my wife when I was like 45 years old, I used to say, man, honey, I feel broke. But the reason I felt broke, that's called setting up an artificial environment of economic scarcity. That's what that's doing. I'm not broke. Mm-hmm. I'm putting $5,000 a month over here that I would have been living paycheck to paycheck on, or $2,000 a month. And that's the key. And you start to learn to live in that environment of economic scarcity, and you will be able to retire and do whatever you want, when you want, and how you want. And that's the big thing. And we're not taught this stuff. And that's what's, to me, we're in a capitalistic society, and nobody's teaching our kids this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah, and who knows why that is? I mean, it's so easy not to teach this, but also who knows who's benefiting from people going into big amounts of debt and whatever. So not to be a conspiracy theorist about it, but I'm just saying, like, there's a lot going on here that's causing this problem, but you're helping it. You're doing the opposite. And I think that's what I'm trying to do with my podcast, is it's a process of me learning more and having people who want to listen can follow along that journey and learn with me. But it's interesting, the thing that happened, especially with COVID, I found my wife and I started spending more money on groceries, and like just the way things went. And we went through a period of time where we weren't staying in budget. So we're not, you know, if you have a plan on paper, that's not very valuable if you're not sticking to it. And as of a certain recently, I guess you could say, we got together and said, all right, that's enough. Let's buckle down and be more intentional with our resources and actually stick to the budget. Because if we stick to the budget, this all works really beautifully. And once we did that, you had to start making some choices. And I was talking to my wife just yesterday. I said, I don't feel like I'm depriving myself. I actually feel more abundant with what we have, because when I go spend the money, it comes from a category in which I've set it aside. I know it's there. I'm not stealing from another category. I'm not spending money that I don't have. And it feels great. You feel this intentionality, and it doesn't feel like I have less. I kind of feel like I have more, and I don't know if it's mm-hmm. it's a mental thing that's happening, and it's really awesome. And that's what people can experience. And all it requires is saying, stepping back for a second and making a choice and being intentional and saying, is that worth more than financial freedom or whatever? Or is that worth that enough to me to do that anyways? And you many times you'll say, well, I guess not, you know? I think in your program, it sounds like it kind of builds upon itself. You start with these really basics, and then you learn how to like, okay, once I've mixed up these things, what's the next step, right?
I have 7 modules. Each one is an hour long. First of all, I go over compound interest and how money grows. And then, you know, I show people how they can turn $500 a month into $2 billion through compound interest and this concept called doubling. Then I go into budgeting. I've developed a 1-page budget that I've made it easy for anybody who's never even used a spreadsheet. It's all plug and play. I teach them how to use the budget. Then I have a 1-page net worth statement because they need to understand one of the goals is to have a net worth of $1 million. And the way we do that, you know, most people don't understand liabilities and assets. Okay. I show them how to get that net worth to be $1 million. Then I go into how important the credit reporting agencies are, and if they got bad credit, what they have to do to make that bad credit better, because they're going to need it to get low interest loans of the future. Then I go into the exact plan. The plan is set up with a brokerage house. I talk a little about what's the stock market and how most people have a misperception of the stock market. A lot of people are afraid of it. And I show them how they don't have to be, because history, if it continues to repeat itself, and I'm betting that it will, okay, I'm going to average 10% plus on my investments. Now, and then by the end, their plan is set up in a brokerage house. They've decided I can do $50 a month. I can do $100 a month. It's all set up. And then the funds that they're going into, their low cost mutual funds, index funds that average 10%, and they're set. And then I'm available. I give anybody 15 minutes anytime they want. You know, if somebody,
that's amazing.
I don't want them to bug me all the time, but in the big picture, it's not bugging. When I can help, like, a girl I met at pickleball, and she took my class yesterday. I set her up. I helped her with her program. You know, I'm not a licensed financial advisor. So I show them what they can do. And then I tell them, now tell me what you want to do and I'll help you do it. So I set her up, and I felt, when I finished that Zoom call, I felt so good. That, man, Amanda, you're on the road, you know, and she was excited.
Oh, you know, absolutely. So. Helping people and connecting with people and helping them is a beautiful thing. So I totally understand that feeling that you're talking about. There's times where I have an interview scheduled for this podcast and I'm like, I'm tired. I don't know if I want to do this. And I always walk away so happy I did it. This is no exception. This has been an incredible conversation. I really commend you, and I'm so honored to have spoken to you about this. And I just think it's so amazing what you're doing. And it's so perfect for me and for my audience, because I've been trying to get more to the idea of, let's get down to some actual actionable steps.
Right.
Because I have some things I've talked about, like in theory, like just, you know, blah, 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 or just kind of, there's emotions around this stuff that I've talked about. But what are some things we can actually do? Let's like get to work, you know? And so that's what I think is really important. And so I'm going to take your course, and can you share with my listeners, how do they access your course? Where do they go? And any information about that, because it is sounding amazing.
All they have to do is go to howarddeckers.com. It's howarddeckers, DEKKERS.com. And all the information's there. I have it priced a lot less than you think it is. And the whole idea is, I just want a ton of people to learn this stuff. I want people to inundate me with either emails or All they got to do is click. Once you take the course, obviously you're directed to a membership page. All they have to do is go to their membership page, click on a link, and they can schedule a 15-minute appointment with me, just like you and I did. And, you know, I'm here. You know, I don't have all the answers, but I have enough answers to teach people how to get out of the paycheck to paycheck terrible thing that they're in and get on the road to financial freedom. And let me tell you, and I'm experiencing it, financial freedom is amazing. I busted my butt all my life. And now I find myself here traveling the country, playing pickleball, meeting people. Today, I know we were doing this, so I went to Outback, had a nice filet mignon with mashed potatoes. I'm talking to both people on both sides of me, and it's like incredible. Now, tomorrow morning, I'm packing up. I'm in Hardeeville, South Carolina right now, which is right next to Savannah, Georgia. And I'm going to Helen, Georgia, which is a little Bavarian town. And I'm going to spend a couple of days there. From there, I'm going to Asheville, North Carolina. I'm spending 8 days there. From there, I'm going to Nashville, Tennessee. And I haven't planned where I'm going to yet. So financial freedom is amazing, and we all can do it.
Absolutely. You're an inspiration, truly. I have a dream of going across the country in RV one day, just experience it at that pace and see the landscape change as you go through and all those things. That's amazing. Howard, you're incredible, man. Seriously, this has been so great. If anybody has any questions, go to his website, check it out, howarddeckers.com, correct? Yes. And if you have questions, you can also email me at nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com, and I can forward those on to him as well. If you have other questions or topics you'd like to have discussed on the podcast that we didn't cover or that I haven't covered before, I'd love to hear that too. But honestly, check them out, and thanks so much for your time.
Okay.
And,
by the way, really quickly, okay, I have a free, if you go to howarddeckers.com, I have a free half-hour training there. And you can also schedule a 15-minute Zoom even before you take the course to find out more about the course. So
excellent.
They can go to howarddeckers.com. They can email me at howarddeckers@gmail.com. You know, so just check it out. I'm telling you, it's not about me making millions of dollars anymore. And that's why I've priced it what I priced it at. Mm. It's about me being at a point in my life where all I want to do is spread what I know, you know, and what I know freaking works. It's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. And honestly, I haven't really been someone to go and just have someone promote something, but the sincerity and what you're doing, I'm totally behind. And from what I've viewed of your content, it's really awesome. And I'm going to buy the course, actually. I'm going to go through it. So really looking forward to that process. So thanks again so much for your time. And enjoy your travels, be safe, and get some pickleball in.
Thanks. All right. It was great talking to you, Phil. Thanks for including me in your podcast.
Thanks for listening. You can support the No Better Time podcast by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and selecting the support button. But the best support you can give is by listening and engaging. I want to hear from you. Send your thoughts, questions, and topic ideas to nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and clicking the message button just below the podcast description. Please subscribe wherever you listen and rate and review if that's an option. Check out the video version of the podcast on YouTube by searching No Better Time Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe there as well. And if this episode would help someone, don't forget to share it with them and let them know about the podcast.